pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, but that's my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on hand.
Safely led. He will keep. Here. I think you can hear me okay. It should be turned up fine. I'll put this a little bit closer just in case. Let me lift that up a little bit there. Okay, that's better. Wow. Anyway, hope you're all doing well out there. Yeah, it's hot. It is Minnesota, and it's hot here too. The humidity is through the roof high. And I was up in the mountains and I was out west. And you come back home to Minnesota and it is like inhaling a glass of water. It's unbelievable. But anyway, praise the Lord. We're still moving. And we got air conditioning. I had to fix my air conditioning, my central air unit yesterday. It went down. This little part called a capacitor. It reminded me of the flux capacitor. But it went bad. And someone helped me trace it down. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but with I don't know why that's happening. It says Aaron's doing it, so I don't know what Aaron's doing, but Aaron's playing with something. I don't know what. He was climbing the stairs and he timed somebody out. Sorry, Texas Cindy, you got timed out. So you should be back on in 300 seconds. But, Mary, it's not 35 degrees there Fahrenheit. It's probably 35 degrees Celsius there. Probably what that is. Let me see if that's right. That's 95 degrees Fahrenheit. That's what I thought, Mary. You're talking to people from Minnesota, from America. You can't be telling them it's 35 degrees like that, because we don't get that, all right? I knew something was wrong. You guys all used the wrong figures over there. It's probably some secret Illuminati Carl Winters conspiracy theory to use the wrong numbers to throw us all off. Next, he'll be playing psychedelic music to it. That's what's going to happen. That's right. I know. All right. Well, it's Friday. And I suppose I'll be a little bit goofy. I've got to go preaching tonight here this afternoon, late this afternoon, evening, I guess you could say. We'll be preaching out in the open air. I won't give any hints as to where we're preaching online. But you know? But anyway, I know it's Europe. You guys got it all wrong over there. I understand that. Well, anyway, what's going on in Crazyville here, the world that we live in? Well, what's going on is people actually think Kanye West is a Christian, but we'll get to that in a little while. I don't know how, after what I show you today, what I've already showed you, and I'm going to be very careful not to show you it all. But here's the thing. The whole world is cracking up right before our eyes. You've got Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend that just got caught. Some people think she's got the little black book. Have I ever drove by Prince's home in Minneapolis? Yes, I have. You hate psychedelic music as any worldly music you hear. Well, yes, of course I hate it. I hate every false way. All right. Hopefully we got Texas Cindy back. She was on lockdown. Aaron put her on lockdown. Aaron, affected by the coronavirus lockdowns, had a psychological disorder for a minute and put people on lockdown on the thread by his thumbs trying to get up the steps. That's like an old guy that you give an iPhone to that messes everything up, or it's like your kid getting a hold of your phone. My littlest one got a hold of my phone and changed my browser on my iPhone to privacy mode. And I'm trying to figure out how to get it back. I walk in the living room the other day, at the dinner table the other day, and she's going like this. And I don't even know how she got into it, because I thought it was locked. Anyway, so she's like pressing buttons everywhere, and now I got to figure out how to shut the privacy mode off of my Safari. I haven't really looked that close into it yet, but I got to figure that out. Well, Trump's going to have his big party at Mount Rushmore. Well, I'm glad I already went through there.
You're already balancing a lot. Don't let migraine drop in.
But Trump's going to kick it off. He's going to have his big party. He's going to be... He's going to be at Mount Rushmore. So Trump's going right to the scene, man. He's going to go right to it. Boy, they'll be mad. More of the Hegelian dialectic right before your eyes. Right there for you to see, right before your eyes. You know, and I don't know how long I'm going to stay on today, because I've got a bunch of stuff to do today and tomorrow, but It's just, this whole Kanye West thing, and I've been quiet about it for a while because the coronavirus stuff came up and all this other stuff, and we kind of just, you know, Kanye kind of slipped back into Cody, Wyoming, which I was there, by the way, but I wasn't at Kanye's ranch. He didn't invite me. I guess he's not having his Sunday services right now because of coronavirus. I don't know who Christina Ricci is. I have no idea who that even is. Anyway, so we kind of avoided the whole Kanye thing for, I not avoided it, but it just wasn't news really, and nothing major was going on. Mary, you finally found a way to shut Carl up, and that's to break his computer? That was genius. Yeah, it is dangerous what Kanye is doing. It's extremely dangerous. Extremely. What he's doing. I'm going to show you what he's doing, what he's up to. Because it is so absolutely Antichrist. It's like I ought to have a section Antichrist alerts. Because like there's so many. But the Antichrist alerts, right? In comes Kanye. Now, by the way, this guy is so stinking wicked. The guy that did his video, CNN did an expose or whatever on his video, right? And they did it on the guy that that designed his video or whatever you call it, produced it or whatever. And I clicked on that guy's name, and up it pulls this art, sculpture, pornography, whatever it was, like right away. And I'm like, you guys are sick, man. These people are sick. And you know, it's unreal, really. But this is his video, and I got to get around the twerking stuff. I got to try to, but here's a Christian twerking going on right here, you know. This is basically about the black race, wash us in the blood. You're going to see blood on the streets and stuff like that. It's such a mixed message of garbage. You know, viewer discretion is advised. If you have children, probably shouldn't watch it. Probably shouldn't see this. You know? Let's see. I was looking to see if he said anything about it, but he didn't at this time. Okay. So I'm going to show you part of this video. And, you know, I'm going to try to skip around it. See what I can do. But I want you to understand, this is, he's supposed to be attributing this to Christ. See, now it sounds like to me he's likening the cops to the devil. Now, I know some cops can be devilish just like anybody can. But I think this is just a big stoke of the same war.
That's how you look, little man. What's up, boy? Take some rain, don't stop, rain on one more. Rain come, come shine, come rain, good man. South side, let it bang.
Yeah. I'm not going to keep going with that. But anyway, it is really creepy and intense. I don't think there's a way that I could fast forward it through that. But here's this one girl that died and that was killed. I don't know what happened, but she's twerking and doing all this other stuff. Let's see. There is a way. Let me see. Okay, so you see the cops' violence. You see this weird image of Kanye here, right? That's what I thought, Aaron. This guy looks like some kind of devil, man. He looks like some kind of devil right here. And he's got him. And if you listen to what Kanye is saying right here, his words sound like speaking in tongues. That's what it sounds like. It's really weird.
Take some rain, don't stop, rain on one more. Rain come, come shine, come rain, good man. Stop.
Not gonna play the twerking women thing. Look at Kanye here. Look, here's Kanye up here on the stage. Okay? Here's Kanye up on the stage. Look at this image. I want you to understand this. Of course they look possessed. They are possessed.
Wash us in the blood.
Wash us in the blood, whole life being thugs. I'm not going to play the whole thing, okay? I'm not trying to glorify this. But what I want you to do is understand, like here's, is that the kind of blood that you're washed in?
Wash us in the blood, whole life being thugs. No choice, none of drugs. Southside, what it does.
I guess this must be the savior.
Wash us in your blood. Wash us in the blood. Wash us in the blood. Wash us in the blood.
Hear how psychedelic it is? Again, I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm fast forwarding it.
Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, help now. Holy Spirit, help now. Wash us.
Here's Do you see? The mix.
No choice selling drugs.
Do you see the mixture? And here's this guy talking about, here's this guy talking about the death penalty. Well, of course it's creepy. Here's this guy talking about the death penalty, right? He's in there talking about the death penalty. And Travis Scott in here telling how 31 states have the death penalty. Do you know black-on-black crime kills more black people than anything ever? Except that's not talked about. Right? That's not talked about. Do you see this?
Why box you in like a section? You walk through the black and the residue.
Look,
now look what we headed to. Rain down.
Look, look. I'm telling you, this guy is so stinking proud. He is so antichrist. Watch.
We got your time in the federal. Squad box you in like a section. We walk through the black and the residue. Now look what we headed to. Rain down on us.
See? Yeah, he is deceiving a lot of young people. And old people. Right. Kanye parting the crowd. I'm telling you, this guy is such an antichrist devil. And yeah, the independent Baptists that have followed the Bible, or the Christians that have followed the Bible for years, a lot of them are going to understand this right away. But to those out there that don't know, this is antichrist. It's wicked. See? I'm just... What's up with this? You tell me...
On us. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, come down. We need you now. Watch them.
I mean, I want you just to think of this image right here. And that, by the way, the addictive psychedelic beats of that, which is absolutely addictive. If I was a lost person, I'm going to tell you, I'd definitely be listening to this. Because it's absolutely psychedelic. It's absolutely addictive. I'd like to know who this guy is. Funkadelic's greatest hits. Somebody look and see who this guy is if you can find it. I'd like to know who this guy is. He's right. That's what he's saying. Carl said the same thing. I know because I used to. But it's really trance-like. I mean, it's super trance-like. Does anybody know who this guy is? Someone do, if you can do some research for me, I'm going to find out who he is. I'd like to know who that guy is. I know ultimately it doesn't matter, but I'd like to know who he is. I'd like to know who that guy is and his, like his connection. What he already, I mean, I watched a video, a short video of Snoop Dogg talking about those guys being in, he was in studio with, Kanye West, and he's like, man, he's got some great blank, and, you know, drop the MF or bomb while he's doing, you know, this is that gospel, gospel album that Snoop makes, right? And then you got Kanye working with Dr. Dre, a bunch of antichrist wicked devils.
Watch us in the flood. Whole life being thugs. No choice selling drugs.
That's the coronavirus in white. So then he ends his video with his kids.
Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come down. We need you now. Wash us in the blood.
There you go. That's how he ends his video. The hardest thug video ever right there with psychedelic beats and programming mixed inside of there, right? And then hits you up with the church stuff at the end. Right? I mean, it's Antichrist is what it is. That's exactly, it's another spirit. It's an absolute another spirit. I would just like to know who that guy is. Because the message that Kanye West is giving in that video, the message that he's given in that video is dark versus light. Which really, there ends up being no choice. Because the darkness and the light that he's teaching in that video, neither one of them are biblical. Neither one of them are of the Lord. This is Kanye West's website. And I'm guessing this is his album. I guess it's the same thing. Oh, yeah. And then, let's see. Let me go to his... So here's his Twitter page. This is another thing that I'm getting ready to show you here. And actually, it's on here. Now, this is one of the most disturbing things. This is something that he's doing with kids right now. It is one of the most disturbing, really psychedelic things I've ever seen.
Down the chimney he will come with his great big smile. And
kids see ghosts.
Find that even a kid is awesome in a native style.
Oh,
what a Santa bringing.
Nice day.
Now that thing right there, let's see. That thing right there. Is. That thing right there is this thing. For some reason, I don't know why I can't blow that up, but I can't. I think I can do it if I go. There we go. That thing. It's a spriggan. That's a spriggan. Okay? That's what that is. It's this. A spriggan is a legendary creature from Cornish fairy lore. Spriggans are particularly associated with West Penwith and Cornwall. Spriggan is a dialectic word. Okay, the spriggans are found only about the cairns, the coits, the burrows, and detached stones with which it's unlucky for mortals to meddle. A correspondent writer, this is known that they were remarkably mischievous and thievish tribe. If ever a house was robbed, a child kidnapped, cattle carried away, or a building demolished, it was the work of spriggans. Whatever the commotion took place in earth, air, water, it was all put down as the work of these spirits. Now, these spriggans are actually, they raise sudden whirlwinds to terrify travelers, sent storms. I read somewhere else where they were actually the spirits of giants. That's what they call them. They called them the spirits of giants. By the way, this is a kid's cartoon. Do you understand this? This is supposed to be designed for children.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Kids see ghosts. Do you want your kids watching that? This is supposed to be... This is supposed to be... This is supposed to be a Christian man. No, it's not Christianity. That's not what this is. This is that. This is that Antichrist spirit. Little children, is the last time it is ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now, also, think about it this way. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They are transformed. They are transformed. Into the ministers of righteousness. So in other words, basically, they deny the power thereof. But from such turn away, the Bible says. And they suppose that gain is godliness, these same men. Let's see. Let me show you something else. Here's another thing.
Murder my ego when you walk away. Murder my ego when you walk away. Gave me your order when you made a mistake.
If you look at this picture, there's a serpent on the ground, and they're throwing roses to this serpent on the ground. It's twisted. Very twisted. I think Kanye is deceived as all get out. I think he's deceived and being deceived. Yes, it was mixed by Dr. Dre. So Dre mixed those beats in there. That's why when you heard that, when you heard the beats in that Wash Us in the Blood, when you heard the beats in there, they're so psychedelic. It's because Dre. Because there's nobody better in the world than Dre at mixing beats. Nobody. That guy is 50 years old, and he looks like he's still like 35. And the reason for that is because he has a bunch of devils inside of him. Absolute devils inside of him. Here's Kanye saying, I'm so proud of my beautiful wife, Kim Kardashian West, for officially becoming a billionaire. You've weathered the craziest storms, and now God is shining on you and our family. So blessed this is still life, so I made you this still life. So, this woman, he's saying, is blessed by God. That what she's doing, she is blessed by God. Right? So Kanye just makes a deal with The Gap to sell all of his clothing at a... brags about working with Kanye, about working with Dr. Dre. And so on. You can't really click on a lot of things about his wife because she doesn't put any clothes on. But bragging about being a billionaire and making all kinds of money and everything, and that means that God blesses you. Well, that's not the gospel of the Bible. Now, it's not that there's nothing wrong with thanking God for his goodness and thanking God for what he's done for us and all those things. But to lead people to believe that Kim Kardashian is a God, is being blessed by God in all that she's doing when she dresses like a tramp, like a rank whore, and she's a witch. She's an absolute witch. Is not, it's not Christianity. That's not biblical Christianity. And I mean, the people that he hangs out with, Kanye West, Elon Musk, and other people like that that he hangs out with, it's just, it's unbelievable, really. But you have, but you have all these people that, you know, I remember talking about, you know, Kanye West. Right. This is, let's go back. And do a little review of what J.D. Hall said about this. Kanye is currently in good hands. It has explicitly been made clear to Kanye that he must give up his life to gain it. What I'm seeing in social media is a lot of discerning Christians listing off things that Kanye needs to repent for or at least be willing to give up. You know, he's made millions from marketing lasciviousness and profanity. His wife has hardly been modest. They've even been accommodating to Bruce Jenner's sinful delusions. For what I know, he's been told that he must give up his life to gain it, and that gaining his soul is more important than gaining the whole world. Well, that doesn't look like it, does it? It has explicitly been made clear to Kanye that he should chill with ministry and instead be discipled. Well, that doesn't look like it's happening. I guess unless you count Dr. Dre discipling him. Instead of giving vocal skepticism, try praying and hopeful optimism. Well, when somebody is leading children down a wrong path, when somebody is advertising wickedness and evil, when somebody is deceiving the masses, I'm not going to sit by and say, let me give them the benefit of the doubt. If they shut up, went in a corner, and didn't do that, that'd be a different story. But see, I remember these guys, a lot of people got upset with me because I didn't jump on the Kanye bandwagon. And I'm so not on it now. I've never have been, and I won't be. Because when I watch what that guy is doing, I know what it is. See, I've seen it before. I know what that is. He did the same thing Snoop did. He did the same thing a lot of them done. He's making money. And he's making money off people that call themselves Christians. And by the way, there's a set group of black gospel people. And there's a group of white new reformed people that will jump on the bandwagon and support this stuff. But now you notice none of them really say anything at all about it. Everybody's been kind of quiet now about Kanye. Kind of quiet about Kanye now, aren't they? They don't really talk about that anymore. Meanwhile, this guy has managed to take a whole section of professing Christians, bring them into his marketplace, and sell them everything. If that's not Antichrist, I guess I don't know what is. Because that's exactly what that is. To a T, that's exactly what it is. Now, I'm not the first. I don't like just bashing people or jumping down on people for mistakes. You know, I had a friend, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I had a friend send me some information about a pastor that is an enemy of mine. The Bible says to love your enemies, right? And this guy's children got into some trouble. And somebody recorded it, and they blasted all over the internet, and all this other stuff. And my response to that person was, that sent it to me, I looked at the comments. I wouldn't watch the video because I don't like gossip. But I did look at the comments. I don't want to know what they said, and I don't want to know anything about this man's children or anything like that. But I just wondered what people were saying, so I looked. And, you know, a little curiosity there, I guess, but nothing that I was taken with. And I looked at the comments, and I didn't know what they said, and I don't care what they said. I ask the person that sends me, what's the gist of it, I guess? What's going on? And some improper things were said and whatever and all this kind of stuff. And people would expect me to kind of maybe jump down on this and be like, but you know what? You know what I said? I said, you ought to pray for those children because people online are just going to crucify those kids. And they're going to jump down those kids. And I think people probably would expect me to go after this pastor and say, see, I told you. Because this person said to me, they said, you know, you kind of predicted this would happen years ago. And, you know, but I get no joy out of it. I'm not going to broadcast any of that stuff or spread that around or... I said, you ought to pray for those kids. Pray for all of them. Pray for those people. You know, pray for those kids, I mean. Because people on the internet, they want to use that. They like to see anybody fall. They like to see any... If they can prove that everybody's fake, then they don't have to follow the Lord. Now, that's not my intention, is not to make everybody look fake or to do that. But when things are blatantly and clearly antichrist, there needs to be a warning about that. And it needs to be talked about. It's important. You know, it needs to be. So, you know, I just told the man to, you know, rejoice not when your enemy falls. God doesn't want us to do that. And we shouldn't have any pleasure in anybody falling. And I don't get any pleasure with talking about this. But I do know that it needs to be talked about. Let me show you something here. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now, what you have here with these guys, what has Kanye West walked away from for Christ's sake? Has Kanye West dare spoke against the LGBTQ? Has he ever said anything about them? No, because when you start talking about that, you watch how all this stuff goes out the window. you watch how all this stuff goes out the window when Kanye has to stand up against. I'm telling you, his Christianity doesn't offend anybody. That "Wash Us in the Blood" video does not offend anybody. There's no offense in that. And you don't just wear Christianity like some kind of uniform that you take off for one video to the next. So then in one video, you're talking more about the Lord, and in the next video, you know, you got your social justice gospel stuff going on. Because that's what's going on there in that. That's what's going on. That's what he's doing. It's a mockery of the Bible. It's a mockery of biblical Christianity. That's exactly what it is. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to discern that or talk about that. There's going to be a lot of people that don't want to deal with the Kanye West issue. You know, nobody likes being told that he isn't real or his music isn't right or you shouldn't be listening to it. But no Christian should be listening to that music. Nobody that names the name of Christ should have anything to do with any of his music. Because his music is literally Antichrist. That's what it is. Plain as day. Plain as day, that's what it is. It's a mixture of light and darkness. It's exactly what it is. And the sooner that you and I understand that's what it is, you know, the better off. The better off that we will be. Now, if you've got people that are listening to that music and literally trying to tell you that Kanye West's music is Christianity, or he represents Christianity, or his music is biblical, or it's right, or it's Christian music. I just look at this video and I can see that it's not. But if you listen to the actual lyrics, it's not. It's a mixture of social justice, warrior, gospel stuff. A lot of people say they're Christians, Kimberly McKee, but the problem is that they don't have evidence of it. They don't have evidence of understanding what the gospel really is and how it changes your life and makes you a new creature. That's the problem. With salvation comes a change of life. God changes you and makes you a new creature. And you're different. You're not the same as you were before. You know, you're different and things change. So, before I get to move on to anything else, I'm pretty much done with Kanye. I think that's enough. I mean, we'll move on to something else. Does anybody have any questions or anything? Let me play a song here. If you have any Bible questions or anything you'd like to talk about, maybe we'll do that here for a Friday, since it's Friday. Let's see. Actually,
a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. Amen. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul. It's hymn number 10. Turn there. Join me on that first verse. Every voice, please, on the first.
A wonderful Savior.
So somebody asked me, what do you think about the mandatory mask issue? Well, I think it's nonsense, number one. I don't even know if it's constitutional, to be honest with you. I don't know if it is. It's something that, you know, I heard Texas did it first, and they made it in all public places mandatory to have masks. I think that it was done in the Spanish flu as well. I don't know if it's constitutional, though, but it's probably going to be tried to see whether it is or not. And what they're doing is, let me tell you what the psychological game is here, okay? I don't believe all this COVID nonsense. Do I believe people got COVID? Yes. Do I believe people died from it? Yes. Do I believe it's what they're making it out to be? Absolutely 100% not. I don't believe it is. Especially when you let hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people across the country riot. But you're worried about 20 people in a church building or 150, 200 people in a church building. Okay? So, here's what they did. They got you to choose between, well, you don't want to go back to jail, do you? You don't want to go back to house arrest, do you? So because you don't want to go back to house arrest, you put this mask on. They got you to choose between one and two and one, two or one, then one and none. That's what I believe. So, somebody asked me, what do you think about Bob Dylan's similar Christian phase? I believe that Bob Dylan is Antichrist. That's what I believe. I think both. I think Kanye has an element of understanding what he's doing, and I think he's completely deceived. Both. Sometimes I feel bad for him when I think about he's going to hell. And that makes me feel bad. Because I think about him, and it's almost like I think he reached out for something. Like an AA to get him through. And it wasn't the God of the Bible. Because if it was the God of the Bible, there'd be evidence to it. But when it's anything else but the God of the Bible, there's evidence for that too. Yes, I believe all rock stars are antichrist. Rock music is antichrist. I think Little Richard is the gayest man on the planet, or was. Like, the queerest fruit booty on the planet. So weird why that guy is so obsessed with movie stars and, like, rock stars and stuff. It's weird. Yeah, Elvis was Antichrist. All of them are. All of them are. They don't follow the God of the Bible, that's for sure. Check this out. A new report that just came out. Check this out. Confucius Institute's part of a propaganda program underwritten by China's communist government are now found in many K-12 classrooms across America, resulting in young students being instituted with a pro-China worldview. The New American has previously reported on the presence of China-sponsored Confucius Institutes on college campuses, and on the fact that only 30% of U.S. universities to host these programs have disclosed the funding they have received from Beijing, which in some cases has approached $250,000 in 1 year. The FBI and the Justice Department have stated that Confucius Institutes are replete with Chinese state propaganda, intellectual property theft, and undisclosed ties to Chinese institutes and conflicted loyalties. Thanks to a partnership between Confucius Institutes and the Asia Society, more than 100 elementary, middle, and high school located schools located in 27 states and in the District of Columbia have launched Confucius classrooms since 2009. Wow. According to this website, the Asia Society mission is preparing Asians and Americans for a shared future. The organization was founded by the late John D. Rockefeller III. Bunch of Masons, right? The Asia Society notes that the Confucius Classrooms program has been established with the support of an expert advisory committee that includes Communist Party of China officials from the Chinese Embassy in Washington, D.C. and Chinese Consulate General in New York. The program, also advised by top officials from Chinese universities such as East China Normal University, Renmin University, and Wuhan University. Hey, Wuhan. Which have records of cyber espionage and intellectual property theft. The number of U.S. government officials also participate in the program, including Jennifer Gibson of the State Department's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs, Rebecca Ritchie of the Department of Education, and Greg Roberts of the Utah Department of Education. So, right there, Jesuit communist organizations infiltrating America's classrooms to make it even more communist than it was before. Think about that. That's what they're doing. Let's all stand together, would you? Please, number 537 in your hymnals, I'm Dwelling in Beulah Land. We'll sing all the verses tonight. Number 537, Far Away the Noise of Strife. Number 537, lift it up all together now on that first verse. Far away the noise of strife of God. Here's another one. Signs of the times we live in. Going to get worse. Massachusetts City will recognize polyamorous relationships as part of the new domestic partnership ordinance. The city of Somerville, Massachusetts will now recognize polyamory relationships after the city council voted in favor of the new domestic partnership. Councillor Lance Davis, who supported the ordinance, told CNN he believes this is the first ordinance of its kind in the country. The domestic partnership ordinance was brought to the city council recently as a means to help residents who are not married to visit their partners who are sick with coronavirus. See, that's what they're, see, they always use it for something. They always use nefarious means, right? To get what they want. It's always in the name of health to help you. It's always in the name of that, right? To help you. Right? Kimberly asked me, what do you think is going to happen from here on out? Well, I don't know. I still believe Trump will be reelected. I believe that something major is going to happen probably before the election. And I believe that Trump's going to probably get credit for a huge surge in the economy that's going to be pumped up by a bunch of money that's been injected into the economy. And then once it busts, it's going to bust bad. Because you can't keep spending trillions of dollars like this. You can't keep doing it. You can't keep doing it. It's... it's going to end up, you know, being unsustainable. And it already is now. So, my answer is really, I don't know none of us know. I know one day the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. I know that's coming. I know that as they deal with these vaccines and as they deal with DNA and as they deal with these other things, we're getting closer to that emergence of, you know, we're getting closer to that. Man and machine, that DNA manipulation, all those things. So, you know, I think those things are probably a lot of weird scientific things mixed with these vaccines that are coming. You know, I think they're precursors to the mark of the beast. I think they're I think that's what we're seeing coming. I think that's what's on its way. Apostasy rising. Mainline denominations completely apostatizing. We're seeing that. You know, mainline apostasy. You're going to see further apostasy, what the Bible says. That's coming. We see a cashless society like Teresa's talking about coming. A cashless society. You know, that's coming on the scene. I've been to places where they wouldn't accept cash during this COVID thing. So, you know, I think it's all working together, but I think God hasn't revealed a lot of it to us for a reason. He will when it's time. And I don't think we'll wonder about it. I think we'll know. But right now it's not time, so he's not showing us. Have you heard of Joseph Gregory Hallett? No, I don't believe so. You know, someone just sent me something the other day on, you know, a knee issue, and they were injecting fetal stem cells into the person's knee so they didn't have to get surgery. So, it's coming. Planned Parenthood, I think, got $80 million out of the last stimulus, out of the, $80 million out of the, you know, out of the last loans to businesses that they don't have to pay back. They got $80 million for that. $80 million. Unreal. You know, but so I think these are some of the things that we're going to look at. I think politics is largely a show. Most of it is a show. You know, and it's usually a distraction for something else. It's usually what it is. Whatever they're showing you is a distraction. I think I like what Tucker Carlson said, though. He said that they feed people fast food. Political fast food. So, like the Benghazi hearings or, you know, other, this Russia stuff and all this other stuff. It's like political junk food. And he was right about that. That's what it is. It's political junk food. It's just they give it to you to appease you, but nothing's really changing. They're not really doing anything. They're not really standing up, and they're not really doing anything. Just like Trump, he's a lot of talk. I mean, he just talks a lot, but he really doesn't do anything that he's supposed to for liberty, for whatever. He doesn't really do anything. There are a lot of big talkers. But when it comes to doing something, they don't really do anything. So, I mean, that's kind of, that politically, that's what you're looking at. No, I got off of Facebook. Somebody asked me, are you on Facebook? No, I got off of Facebook. I had Black Lives Matter just jump on me, and I was already annoyed by Facebook anyway. And I had like a ton of them jump on me. And they were cussing all over my stuff. And I really didn't want to deal with them anymore. I didn't really want to deal with Facebook. So I got off it about a month ago, and I'm glad I did. Because I hate Facebook's platform. All I ever do is end up getting in arguments and staying in arguments. So, you know, and even I really got rid of a lot of people and let a lot of it go and didn't do a whole lot with it, but it still ends up in arguments, and I don't want to waste my time doing that. I don't have any time to do that. I'm too busy to sit around and argue with people, so I just let it go. Yep. Teresa said at the hospital they forced her to wear a mask or to take the flu shot, and she decided to wear the mask, and I don't blame you. The flu shots are worthless. They don't do anything anyway, but that's just the way it is. So anyway, that's what I think about that. Any more questions here? I don't know who Al Green is. Luke James, what do you do all day? I mean, everybody you bring up are like TV stars and like people that I've never even heard of before. I don't know who that is, I guess. I don't think I know who that is. Al Green. I don't know who that is. Sorry. Anyway, I am on Parler over there. I don't know how to use it that well, but I'm over there now. And you can find me there, Pastor Cooley, at OPBC Online. So I don't use it that much, but excuse me, I am on it for now, and I'm trying to figure it all out. I haven't figured it out yet. And then I went on that BitChute thing, and I haven't figured that thing out either really that much, but I don't know. I was trying to figure out if you could go live on that, but I didn't figure that out. But anyway, well, I'm going to take off because I got preaching at 5 o'clock, so I need to make up as much time as I can. So short show today here, short broadcast here, but that's okay. We'll be back at it on Monday, and I've got some Bible studies and some things that I did while I was on the road that I'd like to share with you, so I might start sharing some of those on Monday with you. Get away from a little bit of current affairs things and get into the book. Amen, and dig deep into the Bible for some things. And so we'll talk about some of those things on Monday, maybe. I've got one that I'm thinking about on Janes and Jambres I might share with you, that a study that I did and while I was on the road. So God bless you all. Take care of yourselves, and be safe out there, and pray for us, and pray for our ministry. Pray for the Lord to provide for us and take care of us and meet our needs. And, you know, we'll be back on Monday, Lord willing. And we'll be putting more sermons and more broadcasts and more things online. We got a bunch to get on there that we haven't got on there yet, but we'll get moving on that. And anyway, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later.